This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's Free for All Friday. It is also Valentine's Day 2025. You might have fallen in love with somebody the last couple of days and you need to get them some cologne or perfume or something for Valentine's Day. Come to my perfume headquarters. You know, I talk about perfume headquarters a lot, and I'm so proud of this client because they do a great service. I mean, this is the top-notch stuff. This is the real stuff. This is not knockoff stuff. But the prices are so much lower than anywhere else that, you know, you have to wonder. But no, this is the real stuff guaranteed. So the top brands or even hard to find brands are here at Perfume Headquarters. It's a small place on the West Bank, but they've got the goods and they've got the good stuff. We're doing the show live here this afternoon. We're at 2034 Woodmere, just off LaPalco, behind Ford of Harvey, just down from the Walmart. And I've got some more Scoot on the Air tuned in t-shirts to give away. And before we get back into the show, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls. Also, a little history about Valentine's Day. And honestly, there are some misconceptions about the beginning of Valentine's Day, and you go back and you research it, and you know a lot of the information about the beginning of Valentine's Day is not that concrete, but it has become one commercial holiday, and I participate in it every year, but I know that there are reasons to hate it. I do respect those of you who are single or just got out of a relationship, but hey, remember, you know, if you might be looking for somebody in your life, you know, you want to smell good, so maybe this is a good time to come in and get some cologne for yourself or get perfume for yourself. Roger is the owner of Perfume Headquarters and Logo Express. And Roger is losing money, but he's making friends. Roger, tell us about a couple of the specials here at Perfume Headquarters.
Scoot, welcome to Perfume Headquarters. To all my listeners, we got 3 hours left. Last minute gifts. We got some special, special, special prices on a gift set that you will not regret it. We got gift set Usher, $19.99. We got Jimmy Choo, $79.99. We got Versace. We got Bond Number 9. We got Creed. We got Mont Blanc. We got Givenchy. We got, you name it, Tom Ford, Phantom. I have it all. I promise you, for a small business, we have the best selection. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, Creed and Bond Number 9, these are the colognes and perfumes that celebrities and professional athletes wear, and you've got them for less than people are going to pay somewhere else.
I have a Bond Number 9 Dubai collection. You can look it up on Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, or Bond Number 9 website. $600. My price is $240.
Oh, my God. You know, look, I know $249 is a lot to pay for cologne, but look, this stuff is so good. I wear one of these. And it's so good that you only have to use a little. And it lasts all day. It's going to last a long time.
But, Scoot, we have, and if you are in a budget-minded and you want to smell great, we have the best selection of Arabic fragrances from Dubai and Saudi Arabia. those are the hardest thing right now on TikTok, on Instagram, on a Facebook, and I probably have 400 different, 500 different variety of those. We have Yara, Fakar, Jakat, which is the tube version of bond number 9 for $49.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you have to be here. We are open till 6 o'clock. Please come over or call 504-354-2883. And if you're in a rush, please visit my website, perfumeheadquarters.com. You can place your order. We'll make sure your order is ready to go when you arrive. And if you, today is not your day, next week and next week and next day and next day, remember that name. And one more thing. We are a small business. We need to support local economy, local businesses. That's what makes America great.
You're right. And it's actually, it's not big corporations, but it's local businesses across the country that collectively really drive the economy. And Roger's part of that. And he does so much for the community that you're doing business with a really great company, really great business. So, look, you know, you've got time to come by and get your cologne, get your perfume. I thank everybody who's come by, and we welcome any of you to come by and get your cologne, get your perfume, because we got it right here at Perfume Headquarters.
Dude, I must say, Mardi Gras is right on the corner. I also own a company. Go on my website, and I promise you, the best selection for Mardi Gras in the entire city of New Orleans. Half the price of anywhere else. Hoodies, $29.99. Polo Rugby, $19.95. Go to logoexpressmarketing.com or go to mardigrasapparel.com, and you will see entire selection. We're not selling beads. We're not selling little trickly stuff. We're selling quality, not quantity.
Yeah, and it's a fraction of what you're going to pay elsewhere. I did a video. It's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page right now. Did a video there yesterday. It shows you a lot of the stuff that they have at Logo Express, 658 Lesson Court. It's right off the Manhattan exit, which is not far from the bridge. And it's right behind Lesson Chevrolet. You can go there, pick it out, try it on. The prices are so low, you can buy more than one. And you can get, I mean, they've got the cutest little sequin jackets for kids in Mardi Gras colors. I mean, just adorable. And you can find all of this for you and the kids at Logo Express or go to the website, MardiGrasApparel.com.
You won't be disappointed, I promise.
Yeah, so I love that this Usher gift set is $19.99.
Yes, sir.
That's really cool.
It's below cost. Yeah. Scoot special. And like your radio station is advertising, and I must say thank you to Dan, who was here, the big boss. He said, shop local. So please shop local, local pharmacies, local business like me, local car dealership. We don't need to make rich man more richer. Walmart don't do you nothing. I will be here when you have a problem.
Yeah, that's right. Make the local people richer. And no, it does really help the local economy. So Perfume Headquarters is the place to go. Last minute Valentine's gifts, cologne or perfume right now, or get something for yourself. And we still have some of the Scoot on the Air tuned in t-shirts to give away. If you want to join us, the Okenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Bill. Oh, I'm sorry. Phil. Phil, you're on WWL.
Oh, yeah, it's Phil on the road. Top of the day, school.
How you doing, Phil?
Man, I'm doing okay. Look, I'm a 63-year-old black male. I've had about 8 colonoscopies. I started earlier because of my ethnicity. The second time, they found a couple of polyps. Well, I've been down in my insurance. They pass it over as soon as the doctor say I need one. But this is the part. You know, Cooter and Bubba, they always get probed when they're out jogging for catfish. So I guess I'm one of the black men to say I've been probed daytime, huh?
You know, look, I love it. And look, Phil, I love that you're getting it done. And it's really surprising that we're having this conversation. But I'm glad we're having it because it's important. And I'm never afraid to use this show to talk about important stuff. And getting a colonoscopy is not the sexiest thing we can talk about, but it's good. It's important.
Yeah, but we need more black men to do it because it saved your life. I think I had more than 9 black men put together.
Yeah. Well, things are okay for you. You're clean?
Oh, yeah. And I look forward to the next time because I want all the life that I can have enjoyable with my grandkids.
Oh, that's right. That's you know, it's a great way to look at it. Phil, I appreciate you listening to our show. I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. Glad you got a colonoscopy, and have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Frank, Long Island. Hey, Frank. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, Sue. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
As you know, I turned 70 last month. But 38 years ago, I went for my first colonoscopy. Little history. I was president of my local Rotary Club of 1,800 kids. Everybody in town knew who I was. The doctor I went to knew who I was. I go walk in the office. Lo and behold, a woman that was in my wedding party is standing there with a with a grin on her face. I go, what's that about? She goes, your wife just called me. You're coming here for your first one. I go, so what's the smile for? Nothing. We're just happy to see you. We go walking down the hall. The doctor I knew. He goes, Frank, I got a surprise for you. I said, oh, no. I walk in the room. I go, you know, it's freezing in here, Doc. Turn around. There's two gorgeous mothers, women, but I call them mothers because I know they're kids, in their late 30s, smiling like you wouldn't believe. I said, what are you two doing here? Well, we're the doctor's assistant. I look at the doctor. I said, you're kidding me, right? So now they're going to see me naked. I turned around. They said, well, don't worry about it. You're going to be under. You're not going to feel a thing. And matter of fact, one of them says, you're going to probably have sex dreams. I went there. I didn't feel a thing. I wake up, and they're smiling. But the smile isn't as big anymore. So one of them says, so what did you dream about, Frank? I said, I dreamt about a hero sandwich. I'm hungry. It's a hero. Now I look down, Scoop. I look down, and I go, oh, my God, how am I going to get out of this one? So I said to him, you realize it's cold here, it's shrinkage. So I said, you can call your friend, which they both knew my wife. You can call up my friend. Usually, I can take this sucker and throw it over my left shoulder. The doctor goes around, Frank, in your dreams. He goes to me. He goes, every guy said that. But can you imagine how embarrassed I was? These two beautiful women. But they got a whip and called out to me. And now they say, about 3 years ago, you could get a colonoscopy through the mail. They send you a kit, and I'm not going to say what you do, and you send it back.
It doesn't replace the colonoscopy, but they can kind of tell some things preliminarily, you know, especially if you're younger. Frank, I love talking to you. I'm glad you had that done. And, you know, thanks for the deep description of your colonoscopy. I mean, you know, this is, you know, you really have no idea how much comedy there is in talking about colonoscopies on the air. This is like golden stuff. This is golden. Charles is in Covington. Charles, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. I'm going to make it quick. I'm going to talk about the national anthem. And someone may have said this, but if they did, cut me off. But
okay.
The national anthem itself, right? The words of Francis Scott Key, a poem by Francis Scott Key.
Right.
The music is an old English pub tune. You can imagine the original words had to do with getting drunk and going crazy. Yeah. It had nothing to do. There was no reverence to that melody.
Yeah.
We married the two together. And the point I'll make is, if you remember years ago at a Super Bowl, Whitney Houston sang, she did her interpretation of it, and everybody said, probably the best one ever. Listen, you can have a guy that gets up there and he's somewhat operatic in nature, and he does his interpretation. You do Whitney Houston does their interpretation. It is an artist's ability, and it's his right to interpret. I don't cringe when the Nashville people get up there with the twang, which, of course, I'm a Ninth Ward kid, so I don't have the twang. But I don't cringe when they get up there with their little twang, because I know that when the country was founded, there was no Nashville twang. Everybody had a kind of English accent. So, you know, interpretation is everything. As long as you're not irreverent to that song, as long as they don't do it in a way to be, ugly about the tune.
Well, like Roseanne Barr.
Because we do hold it in high esteem. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like Roseanne Barr. And, you know, I hope that nobody, I mean, even if people agree with Roseanne's politics now, I hope they don't defend her version of the national anthem. Charles, I love this call. I love your opinion. And I totally agree with you. So thanks for calling. Let me give you a couple of quick comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the National Anthem controversy. And also, did you like John Batiste's version before the Super Bowl? Daniel says, I thought it was awesome performance by John. Mike says, no, Whitney Houston is black and had no controversy when she performed the greatest national anthem in history in Tampa Bay in 1991. Mike, you're right about that. So it's not about being an African-American artist. It's about how you do it. She did it in the traditional way. So it's the black artists that do it in a non-traditional way that are criticized. Ann says, John did a great job. Cole says, it was great. Diana says, amazing. Tracy says, I typically like the traditional version, but I loved John's rendition. You can comment, too, and you can comment on the comments, Scoot on the Air Facebook. There's a comment about that. And also the blog that I wrote about why it's okay to hate Valentine's Day, and we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. You know, once again, the best deals on perfume and cologne are right now at Perfume Headquarters. We've got the deals. And this is a great place to get cologne or perfume for yourself. It's a great way to get a gift for the person you love. It's Valentine's Day. They're open until 6 o'clock. So get over here now. You're not going to find lower prices on cologne or perfume. And this is the real stuff, the good stuff. All right, it's the weekend. I'm Scoot. Glad to be once again broadcasting live from Perfume Headquarters. We're at 2034 Woodmere, just off Lapalco, behind Fort of Harvey. And it is the weekend. We've got some Mardi Gras activity coming up, too. All right, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the history of Valentine's Day. And what about that little naked boy with the bow and arrow, Cupid? What's up with Cupid? All of that coming up next on WWL from Perfume Headquarters.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
A caller we had earlier, and for those of you who are suffering a little bit on this Valentine's Day, and it's understandable, I've been there, you might be there now, and it's okay if you think love stinks right now, and love hurts, I mean it does. It, you know, you get a wound, you know, you have surgery, or you're wounded in some way, it heals. Man, it takes a long time for love, when it's gone, to heal up. I mean, it takes a long time for that to heal. And, you know, most of us have been there, so I get it. But I hope it's a day that you're celebrating a loved one. And we're at Perfume Headquarters at 2034 Woodmere. I mean, low prices. Like the Usher gift set is $19.99. And then the Jimmy Choo gift set, which is going to be about $160 somewhere else, is $79 right now until 6 o'clock. And Jimmy Choo is a hot brand. You can come by and get that at Perfume Headquarters for $79. And so many more specials. And Yves Saint Laurent, Dior, Sauvage, just Calvin Klein, an old classic, but still really, really great stuff. You can find it all here at Perfume Headquarters, and you're just going to save a lot of money. All right, I want to go to Council Member Mike Hinyub with the Gretna City Council. He joins us on WWL. Councilman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you got a parade to talk about.
Yes, sir. We have tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon in downtown Gretna, we have the Crew of Cuties, which is an all-children's walking parade that we will kick off at 3rd and UEP Long at 2 o'clock. And we're looking forward to it.
You know, this is a great opportunity to, like, get out with your kids and let them participate in something. And, you know, it's a small thing, and it might – I mean, look, if you're used to Endymion and Bacchus, you know, this might not be a big deal to you, but think about what a big deal this is to the kids. And look, it's for adults too.
Absolutely. You know, we have two wonderful grand marshals, Rochelle and Jameel, who we partnered up with Children's Hospital and the American League of New Orleans. And this is what it's all about. It's for the kids. All of the units that are in the parade are all either high schools or middle schools, grammar schools, as well as the stars of the show, which is the actual the we call the crew. The Cuties crew, and it's all kids who are participating with the help of their parents and grandparents. All the floats are homemade. They're all powered by hand, and that's what it's all about.
You know, I agree. So, look, I hope you get a great turnout. The weather's going to be okay. I mean, it's going to be nice. It's not going to be too hot. And the rain looks like it's going to come overnight, Saturday night into Sunday morning. So the weather tomorrow afternoon should be just really pleasant for this.
Absolutely. You know, the first year we had this, Stacy Joffre and Janelle came to us to have a parade in Old Garden Park. It was on a Saturday morning. We just beat the rain. And after that, Mayor Constant and I decided we really needed to bring this parade downtown because that is the showcase of our city. So we're just delighted to have it. The only slight difference this year because of the construction downtown is the staging for the Cuties will be actually in the parking lot on 2nd Street between Huey P. Long and Durbany. So that's the biggest thing we needed to push out.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you got the word out. You know, somebody called and mentioned it yesterday, but I'm glad you called up with more details today.
Well, thank you for having us on the show, and we always like to promote our city because we think it's one of the greatest. Yeah. So please, everyone, come on out. The admission for the Cuties is free. Just show up, come on out, and enjoy the parade. And if you're going to watch and catch some throws, it's on Huey P. Long between 2nd and 8th Street on both sides. So come on out and see us tomorrow.
All right, Councilman Mike Hanyup, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scoot. Appreciate it.
All right, let's go to Baton Rouge. Michael, you're on WWL. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, Scoot. How y'all doing? I'm a week late, I know, but I called in too late last Friday. I wanted to say that New Orleans, you had a great, 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 great Super Bowl. But we also were very, very integral in the very first Super Bowl. So we bookended the Super Bowl into having a fabulous in the first Super Bowl, which was not held in New Orleans. I just wanted to, you know, to remind everybody that Al Hurt was the Super Bowl, was the halftime show, along with the Grambling State Marching Band. And also the first person to score a rushing touchdown in the Super Bowl, in that Super Bowl, was a graduate of LSU. And his name was Jim Taylor, and the guy that scored the first passing touchdown, received the first passing touchdown, was a graduate of Tulane University. So,
wow.
We're deep in the history of the Super Bowl.
Was the first Super Bowl between the Packers and the Chiefs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And was Len Dawson the quarterback of the Chiefs back then?
Yes. And Bart Starr with Green Bay. But, you know, Max McGee was the Tulane University guy that caught the first touchdown pass.
Number 85. And Jim Taylor, number 31.
So
I was into it back then.
We did a lot of good stuff since then. And we've always had, every Super Bowl, we've had somebody from Louisiana in the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you the talent. Yeah, we have a lot of talent in the state. Michael, I appreciate the call. Thanks for being with us.
All right, look, we
got to take a break here. And when we come back, I do want to share with you a little bit of the history of Valentine's Day. Some of it's kind of vague, you know. I mean, you go back in history, and some of it's a little bit vague. But we're going to do the best we can to just kind of give you a summary of Valentine's Day. And also that little naked guy, Cupid. We'll tell you about that coming up. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back with more from Perfume Headquarters on WWL. All right, it's a Friday afternoon. Soon this is going to be Friday night. Time to party. All right, let's talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. You know, this is not a shallow made-up holiday. This is a day that is grounded in facts and myths about Saint Valentine, a Christian priest in ancient Rome who lived in the 3rd century. The various stories about the history of St. Valentine is somewhat vague, but the general consensus is that St. Valentine secretly performed weddings at a time when marriages were banned because the emperor believed that single men made better soldiers. When it was finally discovered that St. Valentine was performing secret weddings, he was executed. One legend says that while in prison, St. Valentine had fallen in love with a girl who was believed to be the daughter of his jailer. She visited him during his time of imprisonment, and just before St. Valentine was executed, he allegedly wrote a letter to the girl and signed it, "From Your Valentine." And that's how that tradition started. The first Valentine's Day cards between lovers and friends came out in the 1840s in America. Now, I went to an all-boys school, first grade through ninth grade. You know, during the early years in that school, the tradition was for us to give classmates Valentine's Day cards. Like, I'm giving other boys cards that say, "Be my Valentine?" Seriously. I mean, how wrong was that? I mean, these young boys giving Valentine's cards and "Be my Valentine?" You know, it's a miracle we all didn't grow up with a warped perception of gender. But, you know, it turned out okay. Well, at least I think I did. So who is this young, chubby guy, Cupid? The stories about Cupid are less definitive. Cupid is the god of desire. He's the desire, well, the god of desire, also exotic love and intense attraction. So Cupid is depicted as a chubby young cherub, like a little naked boy, who's equipped with a bow and arrow, which reflects his power. When Cupid shoots an individual with his arrow, the person becomes overwhelmed with a passionate desire for love. Now, there's really something a little weird about a very young, chubby, nearly naked little boy going around with an arrow inspiring passionate love. I mean, that's a little weird to me. Valentine's Day may be born from a combination of facts and myths, but it is a holiday that's easy to hate. The first Valentine's Day cards in the 1840s marked the beginning of the commercialization of this holiday, Valentine's Day. Today, Valentine's Day is a full-blown pagan holiday honoring the monetization of love. The pressure to buy the right Valentine's Day gift for the person who cares for you and you care for them has turned into an obsession. I was shocked when I bought a Valentine's Day card that cost $7.95. For just a card, $7.95. Appropriate gifts include flowers and candy and jewelry and dinner and clothes and perfume and cologne. And we continue from Perfume Headquarters this afternoon. While some men do get Valentine's Day gifts, this holiday is primarily targeted to girls and women. If a man is considering proposing, Valentine's Day is a romantic time for that. And that could include a very expensive gift, a diamond ring. And then there are these who loathe the celebration of love. Single people, recently separated, divorced people. Those who are in a relationship where love has been sucked out like a vacuum cleaner sucks dust off the floor. And that's just a tough position to be. You can relate to that, can't you? Yeah, there are many people who suffer from some form of PTSD following a dramatic breakup. These people want nothing to do with Valentine's Day. And then there are those of us who understand the reasons to hate this day because of the pressure to spend money to express affection for people we should be expressing affection for every day. and equipped with the full knowledge of the financial farce of Valentine's Day, people like me are willing to venture into the crowds at the mall to buy Valentine's Day gifts. Happy Valentine's Day. Well, I think it's Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to Ian and get a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, I went all out getting the biggest chocolate heart at Dollar Tree. My girlfriend is happy. We got a $1.25 budget for all occasions, and it works for us. We spend that money on raising grandchildren.
Man, wait, $1.25
$1.25
budget. Keep it simple, man. You know, I like that. Because you know what? That really points out that it's just the idea that you get somebody a gift rather than the monetary value of the gift.
Here's a text that says, I'm looking at pictures from the Eagles victory parade. Looks pretty weak. Wait until Kellen Moore sees Endymion, Bacchus, Orpheus, and Rex.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to see that because he'll be back in town.
Hate to leave on this note, but this is pretty whack if it's true. Text says, it's free-for-all Friday. I just rode through Slidell, and I saw some really disturbing signs. They're setting up for a parade over here, and every push buggy selling stuff before the parade is full of Confederate flags. I think that's awful, and I can't believe we're back here after this election.
So, you know, in theory, the Confederate flag should be appreciation of Southern heritage. And people who display the Confederate flag will say that's what it's about. But we know that it's not. And you can challenge me on this, but we know it's not. Because if you look at the people and the attitudes of the people who display the Confederate flag, we know that they give new meaning to the Confederate flag. And it's really a shame. So I guess there are people in Slidell who are going to be buying Confederate flags.
For your kids before the parade? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, why don't you just teach your kids to hate?
Why can't you sell a Louisiana flag? Like, what's better than that? If you want to like rep your Southern heritage and how you're proud of where you're from, why just fly that? No. If you don't want to do that, then you're just kind of telling on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're exposing yourself for what you are with the Confederate flag, and you can give us the lip service of, oh, yeah, it's about Southern heritage. You know, I guarantee you, a lot of the people who display the Confederate flag, they don't know a damn thing about Southern history. In fact, you lost the war. Why would you display a flag bragging about that? You know, you got your butt kicked. All right, we got to get to a break here. We've been playing some really great Valentine songs, and I didn't get a chance to say it, but before the break, we played Your Song by Elton John. That is one of the best love songs ever. And here's another really great one. God Only Knows. I think this is one of the really great love songs. And in the past, I featured love songs that really, really suck. And today, this Valentine's Day, we decided to feature some of the really great love songs, and this is one of them. I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue live from Perfume Headquarters, where you can still get a great Valentine's gift, cologne or perfume, at a really low price at 2034 Woodmere, just off La Palco. And we'll be back on WWL. All right. Special thanks to Roger and everybody here at Perfume Headquarters. I want to thank Kevin and Margie for stopping by and Monica who came by. And she brought us some little tiny Bundt cakes from Nothing Bundt Cakes. I want to thank the manager of Troy Duhon's Premier Volkswagen in Harvey for bringing the Volkswagen bus, the Buzz, by here. It's an updated version of the hippie Volkswagen van. That was cool. I looked at that and drove it the other day, and he brought it by here for me to look at it again. I just bought a car. I want to get another one. Anyway, thanks to all of you who stopped by. Thomas, and if I forgot your name, I apologize, but I remember all of your faces. It was great to meet all of you. All right, Sports Talk with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak coming up next here on WWL. I want to thank Dan Barron, our market manager, who came out here personally to say hi to us. Dan, thank you. It means so much when somebody in your position comes by and supports us on this level. DePaul Smith, the account executive. Diane Newman, our market manager. Not market manager. Diane Newman, our program director and brand manager. Ian Hoke, assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of our show. Luke Augusta, location tech. News anchor Chris Miller and traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. The blog that I wrote, Why It's Okay to Hate Valentine's Day, is posted on the SOTA Facebook page and also on the Scoot on the, also on the WWL Facebook page. All right, look, Thank you for being part of the show. Love you, New Orleans.